Hey listeners, welcome back to the third and final part of our journey through Nigeria and Benin City. In this episode, we'll delve deeper into the cultural richness of Benin City and explore the intricate traditions of the white wedding ceremony. From the vibrant streets to the historic landmarks, Benin City has so much to offer. We'll share our experiences, insight, and memorable moments from this fascinating city. So sit back, relax, and join us as we continue our adventure through Nigeria and Benin City. This is Asher Cunningham, and you're listening to our podcast on Nigeria and the wedding traditions and wedding of Dr. Osasu and Mike Ojemoran. Let's dive in.
First of all, so explain again, Osasu. Why two?
So again, the traditional wedding is mainly to just honor our cultural aspect of giving away from one family to another. And again, most of the time, most people have another religious rites that they have as part of their family. In our case, it's Christian. So we also, of course, want to give honor to God and have Him part of the foundation for our wedding as well, for our marriage, rather.
And so a Muslim couple, they would have a traditional wedding just like you did.
Mm-hmm.
And would they also do an Islamic type white wedding?
Yes, they can.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, wow, that is great and interesting. So we're at a white wedding. What are your, the white wedding is literally, the ceremony is typically what we all know
as a wedding.
An American, British, Caribbean, South American wedding should be, right? A European wedding should be. Or typically is. The bride wears a white gown. The groom has on his suit. The bridal party has on their tux and all of these things. Bride, maids have on their gowns, all of that. That is to be expected from a white wedding. But what were some of your initial impressions from the white wedding ceremony? Not the party at that end.
No, for real, it was how in our traditional Western society, we do have the bridal party come in. And this time, it was not really the bridal party come in like how we usually have it, where we have
walking up the aisle.
Yeah, walking up the aisle. That was not really a thing there. And I was like, that's interesting, because normally you would expect that, but that wasn't there.
Mm. Yeah.
It was the same thing too. And of course, yes, they had a service. It was wonderful. But I didn't know that the bride had to stay in the car for like that long. I was like, when is she coming in? Mm-hmm. But beside that, it was great to know that they wanted to pour into them, like, and pray and make sure the families also came and greeted them. So it was very different than our, way of celebrating here in the state. But it was something to learn from, yeah.
And before you go, Joel and Osasu, I would say, listen, and I've been to Nigerian weddings before, what is always surprising to me about Nigerian white weddings is just how long the ceremony is.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's a traditional American wedding. I think people are trying now to get these ceremonies down to like as short as they could, which I also think is problematic too, because I mean, what substance can be in a very short wedding? Like, are you just going to tell the bride and groom, you're now, you could kiss your bride and you're married and y'all go and celebrate? I think there's a problem with that. But the opposite is with the Nigerian wedding. Oh God, they're long. So there is probably an hour long praise and worship session. So they're singing for an hour long, and then they do the ceremony, which is also not an hour. It's probably like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And they preach. There is they pick up two offerings. Now, I had known about the praise and worship. Yes, they picked up two offerings. They had a Thanksgiving offering. And I remember sitting next to Daniel, and Daniel, we were all looking at each other like, wait. what was happening here?
Yeah.
But these are components to the wedding. But I would say the length, though, was the big thing for me. I was like, I love it, but it's that was the thing that was just very different for me. Mm-hmm. Just how long it was, the hour-long praise and worship.
I just want to add something. So my thing is, you know, you go into the church and you see how many people's there. When you go to the reception hall, you times that by 50. That's like, when were you at the church?
Right. That's right.
It was amazing to find them just sitting there already.
Like, we're ready about this party. Let's get it started.
Like, because really at the church, there were probably like 100 people.
Yeah.
And then at the reception hall, how many?
I mean, who knows? We were expecting 1,000, but it holds 800.
1,000?
1,000?
My Lord. I mean, it was a large room.
Yeah.
So let's go. Okay, we're at the reception now. Okay. What? Tell us.
Say something about the church.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I loved was that, I never seen it before and experienced it with you, was that half of the family of yours, once I have dressed accordingly to the colors you chose, that's something that was like, wow. I never experienced that. Mm. That was
the highlight.
Yeah, like the families, had different colors, and I mean,
especially when you gave us the
colors of the day and the material
as a gift for us, you know.
But it seemed like the mothers of the bride and groom wore the same thing.
Yes,
and I guess the two families wore different colors. So why do the mothers wear the same?
Oh, they just decided to wear the same thing. My mom and my mother-in-law, they wanted to just wear it. They didn't want it to be any division amongst them as a family.
That's good. That was nice.
So they decided to wear the same thing. But traditionally, like to distinguish between like the groom's family and people that are from the bride's family, they would have two different either laces or colors.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So we're at the reception now. The ceremony.
Oh, and they're skipping this part, but the two most memorable parts for me is when my lovely friends sang the song. Oh, God, I'm gonna cry. But my friends sang my song walking into the hall. So that was my favorite part, number one. And favorite part number two was when the preacher was presenting the couple to the families and having them to basically just say their well wishes. Everyone came and of course cried, and it was just so beautiful for me to just feel that love and to feel that blessing. Blinky was not helping.
He's always helping.
So those two was really my favorite moments. And just it's just so nice to just be surrounded by people that I love. And who were pouring that love back into me.
Hold on. So I think we have a group of singers here.
Yes.
And this is going to be a first on the YBT podcast. Binky, I think you have good ear. What is our key? We're going to sing Even Me just for the podcast. So let's do this.
Yes, let's do it.
What is
here I am trying to remember the words.
I'm completely here.
Don't mind us.
I'm
completely here.
Come on, Binky.
Come on, what? What's the next question?
let's sing much of Even Me as we can.
Okay.
This was the song that we sang while Osasu was walking down the aisles.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. So let's do this. Binky, what's the key?
Better question. Are we singing the end of the song? Are we singing the
chorus? Just the chorus.
Even me, Lord.
Uh-huh, let's do that.
Even me,
let's go.
Let some drops now fall on me.
Okay.
I swear, we can do it.
Everybody has had a little bit of trace.
Okay,
we have receipts. We'll try to look for the video on Instagram. And as you will recognize that singers sometimes we don't all we can't always sing on cue.
Right.
Sometimes we gotta like figure it out, right?
We got the notes.
People do that all the time, being like oh, sing this song.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what? It's not bad to give it to, like, you know.
But we don't know the key, but nevertheless, it was an incredible.
They got the gist.
It was an incredible, beautiful experience, and I think that the people that were there, that were blessed, and we were also blessed just being a part of this beautiful experience. So, I think we did a good job.
After party.
Hold on, this is the whole main event. Can we talk about the day of the wedding? Waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning.
I don't think I've ever woke up at 4. But I had to wake up at 3 for makeup. So that tells you something.
Let's talk about something else. I wasn't a part of the people that had to wake up in the 3 and 4 a.m.s. But people were coming to me, to my room. And Keaton, I hope you're watching.
Hi, Keaton.
There were a bunch of people that were still coming to my room. I didn't have to wake up at 4 a.m., but I had to wake up at 4 a.m. Because there were people that were up at 4 a.m. and were like, Binky, we need you. We need to be up. So I was part of the whole thing, and I was very blessed.
The funny thing is, it's not like we went to bed early, but the bride is like, we want everyone up at 3 a.m.
Meji was up and completely dressed at 3 a.m., and I think she deserves some credit.
When
Keaton opened my door to say, hey, do you have X, Y, and Z? Meji came right behind her, completely dressed. Face completely bleak.
Why were you guys up so early? Talk about
because
that.
Because makeup has to be done a couple hours before a wedding. But
yes,
her wedding ceremony was early. It's at 11 o'clock. So you need up to 5 hours ready. To get ready.
But the pictures, which I thought was a great idea, was actually done early before the ceremony. Mm-hmm. The pictures were done, like, I think we were leaving like 9 or 8 to get to the reception. That made a lot of sense. Because it made a difference. Because you could literally leave after the ceremony, you don't know when that was going to end, and just go right to the hall.
But at the same time, too, it's different in Nigeria. Like we saw, the people were waiting for us to finish worshiping God. So there was no way she was going to have a space to take the picture. Because they took over for her. You know, so... So I think it was a great idea to actually use the whole space to take... to capture those moments, because you spend time, planning, and you really want to capture what, you know, your imagination, really did. So that was great. Waking up early was not, but it was a great, it ended up being great, and I don't know where you got the strength for the after party. On to you, Asha.
Also, before the after party, let's talk about our entrance and the dancing that we had to do.
Unavailable.
Yeah. Talk about it, and Binky, then you go.
It was amazing because I see those on the Instagrams and those who are TikTok that transfer into various social media to finally be a part of that and actually be a part of the dance. And, you know, we all did our thing in making the dance happen. That was a really... And also practicing and memorizing the steps, of course.
and making sure we're trying to dance, and people who don't know how to dance.
Yes, shout out to everybody that was trying to dance.
Liz. That Liz could move.
Yes, shout out to Liz. We love you, man.
God, sister.
Yes, Binky. And she has such a calm spirit.
I love this.
A calm spirit.
I love you.
But coming out of the wedding, We made sure that everybody's faces were beat.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody had what they needed.
Oh, so that going in,
thanks to God.
You know what I'm saying? She was assisting. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wherever I could, just to make sure that everything came out together the way that it should. And then once we got into the wedding, making sure that everybody was dressed and prepared and had their faces ready and everything. Everything worked out the way it should.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, everything, I think we can all stack hands on that. Also, I would like to acknowledge that I'm drunk.
What? Okay.
What
are you whispering?
No! Oh my gosh! When Asher cued it to me, I was like, what am I going to say? Okay? But yeah. It was great. Who's next?
Also, shout out to all the wedding guests that were there, because they were very curious about us. We are 30. We had to stand to present ourselves like, hey, we are the Westerners, quotation mark, that coming to visit. And they were amazed and yet very appreciative of us accepting their culture and accepting the vibes that were happening.
It was
everybody came up to us and say, thank you for coming. Thank you for flying out. We appreciate you. Thank you for being there in celebration with this wonderful moment with Asasu and her husband. I really love that they took the time out, that they took the time. They didn't have to do that for us, but they did.
And they also, to her point, even having Joel, a completely different culture than what he is representative of, but dressing in the culture that he's representing with regard to Isaiah, Asher, with regard to attire, dressing in the look. And like showing up for Asasu the way that brothers should show up for Asasu.
Right.
It was very, very beautiful.
We are going to, I mean, these pictures and reels have already been posted on YBT, but we're going to repost them.
We will repost
when we drop this episode. But I mean, it was a beautiful wedding. Both traditional and white.
Both weddings.
Flawless. Amazing. Out of this world. I mean, but let's get to the after party, because that part, I think most that of us part. In the room we missed.
So let's talk about that part.
Let's talk about it.
Well, after party. I was done.
I was done
at the wedding.
Six p.m. was the time that.
But in Nigeria, there is.
I didn't get the memo that we were supposed to bring a change of clothes.
I didn't know that either.
I'm going to Sasso Suite and to say, "Hey, I'm leaving." She said, "Going where? We're gonna have a after party." I said, Where do you get the energy from? I didn't know about the changing of clothes. I didn't know about the after party. Maybe they did say, but I didn't hear. But to me, this body was done.
I think for me, you know, because before the wedding, like, you know, I have a lot of Nigerian friends. And, you know, a lot of them are from Lagos and a lot of them are Yoruba. And so I had learned that probably in Lagos, you know, the after party finishes late. Mm. So in my head, okay, the wedding ends at 6.
We're going home.
We go back to the hotel. We could sleep a little.
And go back.
And eat come a back little, to the after party.
Learned. So change. We are getting downstairs now to leave to go to back to the venue. I see Osasu downstairs, Osasu and Mike. They're ready, dressed, going somewhere else. We're like, we're going to the after party. They're like, where are you going? I'm like, we're going to the venue. They're like, no.
Hotel, I'm like, this hotel, is you
back to the venue. I'm like, nah. So it was very different. But we missed the whole party. That was the whole point.
Apparently the vibe was there.
We missed the whole vibe. You have to be the one to
please
fill
tell
the
us the vibe. Right. We missed the vibe.
What did we miss?
We missed, I mean, we
missed
we
the whole hyping the part. I was telling you guys.
She was turned
to stay for the after party, because that's the whole point.
We saw it, but we didn't realize that.
My other excuse was that they had left, and Dr. Jones and her husband wanted to go back.
Yeah, they went.
So
to
they saw me. They were like, "Hey,
shout out to Dr. Jones,
can we go
husband.
Back?" Of course, I will cater to Dr. Jones anytime.
She's so fine.
I went to her. I'm like, listen, we're going to make sure they go home safely. We all go home, because I was tired too.
Absolutely.
But we all had missed the party. But I know it was good. Because when Sasha came back, because I had a room key, I looked at her like, y'all had fun. She was turnt.
As she should.
As I, thank as, you. Thank as you. You should. But, yes. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, usually the after party is at a different place, but the after party was in the same
place.
Venue.
Yeah, we
didn't that's the true. That's reception. True. Yeah.
We didn't realize.
Okay.
I heard they were ninjas.
It was ninjas.
They had it was ninjas.
Shots. Yeah.
There were shots of Hennessy and all of them.
They had these shots rolls that they were giving
lights.
Oh my God.
They were like the favorite. The party favors were out of this world.
Party favors. Yes. They were giving out like little sliders.
I missed the ninjas.
Oh. We saw them. We saw them going
outside. We saw them outside.
But we thought.
Right.
What do we think?
No. We thought no. Adam
we thought
later.
It was over, so we could come later and it would be fine.
I thought they were gone.
We didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
we didn't
know.
Realize what was going
good
on.
Night,
we didn't know, and then we hear that this thing was literally happening right after we left.
Yes,
literally.
Literally.
All right. We so had to do was stay 5 minutes.
Exactly. So the biggest thing you need to communicate that we've all communicated already is that Nigeria is a whole. Vibe. There's so many opportunities for you to have fun and have an incredible and crazy experience. Mm-hmm. But because of communication, because we were all doing whatever we wanted to do, we did miss certain things. But all together, it was an incredible
it
experience.
It was.
We missed a good portion. I know I missed a good portion of the wedding reception because I was so tired because of everything that we were doing. But, you know, it was incredible. It was incredible.
Listen, we're going to leave it right there, and we're going to go to break. As Binky said, and I think we're going to end it on that, as we said, that literally Nigeria is a ball of fun.
It literally is.
I mean, that's, as you said, we have
it's
Echo.
Underrated.
It's underrated. Listen.
Honestly, that's a great way to put it. Meji put it the best way. It's underrated.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been, you need to go.
You need to go.
Like from Zaza to everything we've talked about tonight on the podcast. There's so many different opportunities for you to get in and have an incredible experience.
And
so.
We did all that in 1 week. Imagine.
Literally.
Imagine.
Literally.
I guess that's why Dirty December is a whole vibe.
Yeah, it's a whole vibe.
It's a whole vibe. But anyway, we're going to go to break. And then when we come back, we're going to wrap this entire conversation up. So stay tuned. So welcome back to the Young Black Charles podcast. This is the close. We've had an amazing conversation with an amazing group of friends who all went to Nigeria for a very special person to celebrate her union. And listen, I hope that throughout from this conversation, you would have learned a lot about Nigeria, particularly the Nigerian wedding culture, because I also learned a few things. But also, hopefully that this conversation would have left you a little bit interested to at least put Nigeria on your list of places you should visit, but also hopefully you try to visit a Nigerian wedding. But like we usually do on all of our episodes, we shout out someone on the Young Black Travelers podcast, someone who's been engaged with our podcast, someone we may have connected with on our travels, someone who we think that you should follow, and someone who we think that you should know. And on this episode of the Young Black Travelers podcast, we are taking the time to shout out Owambe _ by Jojo.
Woo!
And at Be Great Fit. Woo! The bride, Osasu.
Okay.
So listen, go follow their pages. It's Owambe _BY_JOJO. And Be Great Fit is BGREATFIT. Follow them. You are going to get some inspiration about Nigeria, but particularly from Owambe Fit, Owambe by Joe, you are going to get some amazing content from Nigerian weddings. Mm-hmm. And so if you're interested in Nigerian wedding and that content, definitely go check that out. And also Mike, Be Great Fit, you're going to get some great content from someone in Nigeria, the husband of Dr. Osasu Wed, Ojimoran! Yeah. So listen, We also play this game here on Young Black Travelers called This or That, and it's two questions. And so I'm going to ask you ladies and gentlemen these two questions. It's this or that. You have to choose one. So, first question, and I'm going to start with Medji and we're going to go to Joel. And the second question, I'm going to start with Joel and go to Medji. So, this or that. Nigerian wedding or white wedding? Medji.
Traditional Nigerian wedding.
Okay, So Nigerian wedding. Binky?
I'm going to go with Nigerian wedding.
Nigerian wedding.
Yes.
Mado?
Nigerian wedding.
Wow. Osasu?
Nigerian wedding.
Wow. Joel?
Traditional Nigerian wedding.
Traditional Nigerian wedding. And the second question is Afrobeat or Soca? Joel?
Oh my God. This is so hard. Because I love both genre.
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm going to stay true to my Caribbean side. Soca.
Soca. Mm. Osasu.
Afrobeat.
Afrobeat. Mado.
I'm sorry. I'm cheating both of them because
you
I
can't
like,
do both,
like
Mado. Both.
I can't. It's a tie.
Choose one.
It's a tie.
No. You got to stand on a side.
Fine. As my lineage go, I will go with the Caribbean. But Afrobeat, Soca. I love you.
Soca, Mado.
I didn't realize that Afrobeat was the music of my soul until I got to this way. So I'm going to have to go Afrobeat.
Afrobeat, wow, okay, Medji.
Afrobeat,
wow, Afrobeat win this round, and also Nigerian wedding win this round of This or That. Wow, okay, so I guess you guys, if you haven't listened to Afrobeat, you better go get some Afrobeat album.
Yes.
And if you have not been to a Nigerian wedding, fingers crossed, hopefully you get to one within the next year, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10.
Absolutely.
All right. So, last few questions for you guys. We're closing this podcast out. Usually when I travel, sometimes there are songs that stick with me. I don't know. It's either after the trip that I connect to a travel experience, or maybe a song that I heard, or an artist that I heard on the trip that really sticks with me. And so, I want to know from you all. I know, Binky, you are a musician. And so, what songs or artists from this trip is still sticking with you to this point? Binky.
I would love to go first. I would say that before coming on this trip, I didn't have the sense of awareness that Afrobeats was kind of like the music that kind of resonates with my heart and mind and soul.
Mm-hmm.
But coming on this trip, it's like, yo, a lot of the music we listen to was kind of like the music that feels like music that's like from my soul or my spirit.
Right.
It feels like music that connects with me in this Afrobeat. So I would say Afrobeats, that's kind of like my genre. And I've been sticking to that. So Davido, I was not aware of until I came on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Davido is a person that I've come off the trip feeling like, yo, I'm connected to your music. I understand your culture, or at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I understand your culture, so I want to listen to your music. So I'm going with Davido.
Davido. How about you, Maggie?
She actually took it from me. That's what I was going to say. I mean, I just feel like, and it's especially with the songs that Sasha did pick for the wedding.
Yes.
I don't even think, like, you know, I've heard it prior to when she was like, I'm on a velvet. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
I started listening to it. I'm like, oh, it's such a vibe.
Yeah.
So it didn't bring awareness to, you know, to the artist itself because I wasn't really listening to him prior to that. So I will say,
Davido.
Yes.
And unavailable, Mardo.
Yes.
So I had to Google it, but really the main thing was DeVito feel. Specifically, I be on the phone. Whole thing, I think of every aspect of the wedding, every aspect we've been through, every other fun. Like, I have flashbacks when I play that specific song. So that is like, if you want a theme of Nigeria for me, DeVito.
Feel on that album.
That is mine. That is mine.
That song.
That is mine.
That song.
DeVito, if you ever listen to this, we love you.
Thank you.
Yes, I 100% that feel it summarizes the entire trip.
Yes.
When that drum breaks forever, boom.
Oh.
Wow! How did you know, David? How did you know? That song summarizes a trip.
You're right, Joel.
Two songs that comes out I enjoy was Annabelle from Davido.
Yes.
And the other one, Lo.
Go Lo Lo. Yeah.
Buga.
That's my favorite.
Those two songs I resonate with.
Wow. Listen, you guys said it all. I'm telling you guys, I feel this trip. The Vito obviously was the winner amongst everyone. But you know what? What I could remember when I touched down on the first day, I touched down, we went to the apartments, and we're there, and Keaton, Sion, all of them were at the apartment. They were watching the African Music Award. But literally, what was resonating from that experience was the Vito's songs. Throughout the trip, as Osasa said, like, the Vito's music was just everywhere. And I had not heard, and literally after the trip, I had come back and I listened to the entire album. What is interesting though is that I feel like, so after coming back, I went to a Burna Boy concert. Burna Boy is like amazing. Burna Boy is great, a great performer, great artist. But I feel that Davido music, production wise with music, Davido, that last album, he put out a great product. And it's underplayed in the Americas, because I think American vibe on the vibe of Burna Boy, who he is a great artist, and the man is good, the man put on the show. But that last Davido album was really good.
Killed it.
Yes.
That is an amazing album.
And I just want to shout out to Davido and Burna Boy, both are Grammy nominated.
Let's go.
The most number of African artists that are
nominated
this year.
So
let me ask, what have you taken from this trip? This trip that brought over 30 people from the Western world, France, the UK, Germany, the US, Canada, together. What have you taken from it, Marta?
I have taken that, based on our love for Osasu, that so birds of a feather is the same, flocks together. So we all are different backgrounds, even though some of us didn't know each other, some of us did not. We're 30 people of individualities, individual lives, but we love Osasu. So because of that, we're able to come from our various backgrounds and gel together that we did to understand and still have a harmonious relationships and still have fun and celebrating the life of just pure love of two people that we have in a foreign country that we don't know. And understanding the culture and understanding the characteristics that come with that and the difference that's from our own, and embracing it with just such love and positivity and harmony is what I came from that. So that no matter what it is where you're coming from, is having a positive and open mindset to receiving the culture, and the culture gave back. As we pour in, they pour out to us, because they really realize that what they perceived as a stereotype that they have in their mind, and what we perceive as a stereotype that we have in our mind, negated all that, and we were able to come together and enjoy and celebrate unity. That's what I'm
about. That was powerful. Thank you, Mardo. Thank you. Anyone else?
I just want to give a shout out to Sasu and Mike. You know, it was their wedding. It was their event. Mm-hmm. They were the center of attention. But what they did, they made sure that every single person that had left the U.S. to come celebrate them felt welcome. And they took the time to make us enjoy the country, though they themselves were occupied with making sure last minute things, you know, were in place for their wedding. So I really feel like they were selfless. In preparing for their big day, and to also make sure that every single person that came to support them felt welcome. So I think that's one of the, because destination wedding is not always the most pleasant time to travel as a group. So I think that was a great experience. And I really wanted to give you guys your flowers and shout you out because it was a great experience.
The hospitality was amazing. I mean, it was A1. I remember you guys took the time to assign each of us drivers. People pick us up
with our name, make me feel important.
Those things honestly stood out, right? And I remember even like Mike always being there.
Yes.
With the whole money situation.
Yes.
Mike was always there. Do you need money to change? We never had to go to the city to try to figure out how we're going to change
our dollars to Naira.
Mike did a lot of that. And so I think you guys, your families, your mother, your father, they were all 100%. Coming in at different times and really trying to make sure that things were going right.
Exactly,
and so I would say, obviously, hospitality was one of the things that stood out from this experience.
For sure.
And I think for our listeners who are considering maybe a destination wedding situation, these are things, listen, you probably have to plan. Plan to ensure that your guests are going to have a great time. Because if you're going to leave it up to your guests who do not know the destination, they are going to, first of all, it's going to leave a bad taste in their mouth. And then also they just don't know what to do and they don't know how to get around. So please ensure that you plan. Binky, you were mentioning earlier on about the bonds that were fostered through this interaction and this wedding. And so that was one of the things to you that stood out from this. So talk a little bit about that.
For sure. Like, I wasn't coming to the wedding thinking that I would leave the wedding having relationships with people that would last for a lifetime. Like Marty, like you, like Rudler. Like, I wasn't expecting to have relationships. Giselle, I wasn't expecting to leave the wedding with relationships with people that could outlast the time.
I wasn't expecting
to leave the wedding having founded relationships with people that would I wasn't sure that I would leave the wedding feeling like I have relationships with people that would be long lasting. But I ended up leaving the wedding with so much more than I expected when I came into it. I was coming thinking that I'm coming to support Osasu. Like somebody that I love tremendously. Somebody who I said in my own mind that I would be there for every major moment that happened in her life. From white coat ceremony, not you tearing up. From white coat ceremony to whatever it was, that this is somebody that I love. And I want to be there to support her at every point where I didn't leave knowing that I would also be getting relationships with people like Joelle, people like Meggie, people like Ruler, that would be a benefit to my life, that people, you know, would come into my life that I would love, like Marty, like people who would be a part of my family that I could say, these are people that I care for tremendously and people that I'm grateful that I was able to meet in this experience. I wasn't going into the wedding thinking that I would leave with the gift of these relationships. But I left with the gift of these relationships, like people that I want to see. Like, you know, sometimes you go on like vacations with people, you know what I mean? Like you go on vacations and you meet a person and you're like, yo, what up, X, Y, and Z? But you don't know that you're going to leave with those relationships, like people that you would be texting to check in on, you know, because you know about their lives, their family, their marriages. So you want to make sure that you keep them close. I didn't know that I would be leaving with those things. And that was the benefit of this wedding. That's what makes this wedding different than any of the weddings that I've been to. I didn't anticipate that I would be receiving that gift when I left the wedding. You know what I mean? That right now, months after, we would be all still saying, like, we want to be together.
Yeah.
And be at your house hosting this
party. We didn't know that that was something that was going to come as a result of us being together.
Correct.
But because of the closeness that we felt when we were together in Nigeria, we still want to be close to one another while we're here back in the States. And I didn't know that that was something that I would be gifted with when I went on that experience.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. That is powerful. Beautiful. That is beautiful. And I guess the last question that I have for you all is, because I'm not sure how many people in this room has gone to destination weddings, though this wedding may not have been a wedding in the typical destination that destination, the Caribbean, is typical for destination wedding, but this is a destination wedding. Why do you think that destination weddings typically, people grow a stronger bond than they do from a typical wedding, a wedding where you're literally seeing a person for a wedding could last maybe 12 hours in a day? So why a destination wedding grows stronger? Why does a destination wedding grow stronger bonds versus a typical wedding? Binky.
Let me go first. I don't know what it is about this girl, but there's something about her. I think she has the gift of being a bridge builder. I don't know if she knows that, but I know that she's a bridge builder, and she's able to connect people from different ethnicities, cultures, etc. But there's something about her that allows people from different demographics, like age and culture, to come together and be able to connect with people like the Joneses. Yes. The Joneses, you were not here to record this podcast with us, but we still feel your presence with us in this moment.
Yes.
So I don't know what it is about Osasu that brought us all together, but for some reason we are together, and it's beyond just this actual like wedding that we went to. It's like, yo, for the lifetime, like for the rest of my life, you are connected to me. And I don't have the benefit of understanding fully how, but I just know you're a part of my family. You know, Marty, you're a part of my family. Meji, you're a part of my family. Joe, etc. Like, you guys are a part of my family.
Yes.
And you're a part of my family because of this experience that we went to. You know, the experience that we had together. Like, Asher, I knew him before we went on the trip, but for some reason, like coming on the trip, it's like, yo, I grew my family in ways that I was not anticipating that I would grow it. You know what I mean? To the point where it's like, I miss you when I don't see you. I miss you when I don't talk to you, Joel. I miss you when I don't see you, Joel. You know what I mean? Rudler, like you, Asher. It's like, yo,
I was
Jaisel, like I was in this experience where I was able to be with you every day.
Yes.
So now not being able to be with you every day, it's like, I miss you. Mm-hmm. You're a part of my family. And it was very different than anything I ever experienced or what I was expecting to experience even coming on the trip.
I mean, I've gone to destination wedding and I did not have a great experience prior to this. And I really think, like, to echo on what Binky said, I think it's really up to the host to kind of merge, you know, the guests that are coming. And I felt like, maybe because the last one that I went to, it was like a hotel versus an Airbnb where everyone feels like it's a home setting and we all come and gather together and joke around and stuff like that. But I really didn't have a good taste about destination wedding until I went to yours. And you kind of revived that and kind of gave me a different, you know, point of view and, you know, to see that it can happen based on how it's planned. So that's
intentionality.
Intentionality.
Going into it.
That's the word in this moment. Yes. Anyone else want to chip in on this one?
So for this is literally is how you receive. So when I landed, meeting Mike's friends in the hospitality was A1. Yes. They treated you as if you're walking into their house, but I'm really walking into a country, which happened to be they treated as their house. Yeah. And then everyone else I meet treated you the same exact respect. No differentiate, no like, oh, you're this, you're that. No, this is our foreigner. This is like, no, this is my country. This is my home. Welcome. This is what I do here. Here's how to experience the way things I do here. This is how we live. This is how we go out and vibe. This is how we go out and fellowship. This is how we go out and hang out together. Come join in these activities. The fact that we are all pouring our energy to want to immerse makes them want to pour out their energy back into us as a culture exchange back and forth. So the fact that we're all having that at a certain amount of time is what, in my opinion, is how we're able to have the ability for us to connect such in a way of that nature, because we're all new. We're all never been to this one place. I think that's also a fact. It wasn't a place that we went to. It's not a Caribbean country. And someone said, oh, I'm from Europe. We never went to here. It's Africa. Most of us could say, no, we haven't got to here. We know where it is, but we haven't been there. So that idealism of coming with that, knowing what to expect, only knowing what we see and hear from other people, but experiencing for ourselves, created a more solidified bond and impermanent memory that we are now always coming up for now in the future.
Wow. Actually, all the sentiments that y'all, one thing that I got from this was just coming to the living on you and having that vibe. It was a little more than that.
As you should.
Come on, Joel. You got this. Come on.
You got it.
Come on, Joel.
And Joel, you in your full like attire and this everything.
Is,
entering fully into the culture.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
It was so beautiful.
Yes.
Doctor.
Yeah, I just want to say that. My heart was just so incredibly full. And I think this trip was just a confirmation of this God's goodness in my life. A confirmation of the cloud of witnesses that He has placed around me, excuse me. Like each of you, and we all have different meaningful relationships, and to see that it's not like a hoax, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's just like a one-off. It's just like, oh, it's just more. But each of you guys are so incredibly beautiful and meaningful in my life. And to see that you guys were able to kind of confirm that your awesomeness to each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just a reminder of just how intentional and how purposeful God's love and plans for us. And it's just a reminder of, to me, everything happens for a reason. Even if we don't understand it, there is purpose. Even if we don't understand it, there is reason, there is seasons, and everything happens as it should. No, it's just, I'm just incredibly bored.
I just wasn't expecting, when I decided to come to your wedding, that I would get the benefit meeting these people that are so dear to you, and just having the benefits of them being a part of my life.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that was going to come with me coming on the trip.
Yeah.
It was like, yo.
So your gift was the wedding, but our gift was the
dinner. It's a real thing. Like, these are people that I love.
Yeah.
Like, people that you are connected to, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I expected love.
And I'm just
love.
Glad to, like, you guys love each
yes.
other.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't so just good. Like, okay, people were connecting with here in the U.S., even like abroad. Kitan.
Girl, yes,
we didn't even know this girl. She gave us money.
Shout out to Ethiopia. We love you.
You guys held it down.
They
we appreciate you.
They literally helped us.
And we can't wait to do the same for you in the U.S., you know?
And you guys literally touched on everything. Why this destination wedding, and probably destination weddings in general, Omeji said she hadn't had the experience before of it being a pleasant experience. Mm-hmm. Binky talked about the intentionality, and we all touched on the fact that the friends, the hospitality that was shown, these are some of the reasons, and people being together.
Yes.
These are some of the reasons why a destination wedding like this was so impactful to all of us. Yes. Because that's why the bonds were grown. Because we were literally in the same place for 5 days. And we went out the same times. And we spoke to each other every day. Binky and I shared the same apartment. The best apartment.
But even though
we were all at different, probably in Lagos and even in Benin, we were at different places. We all like found our
shout
gathering.
Out to the hotel that we was at Benin.
Yes.
Great hospitality.
Shout out to it.
No, that thing was 5 stars. I was not expecting that.
Shout out to Hotel OT Benin.
Hotel OT Benin.
Knowing that we're leaving the city to go to the countryside, I was not expecting the hotel to be 5 stars.
It was really upscale.
I was not expecting that. So thank you for finding the best hotel And everything was neat, clean. Mm-hmm. Everything, the food was good.
Hospitality was great. Yes. Everything was.
We are wrapping this up.
Yes.
I hope that you guys are full as we are from this conversation. I hope that as you move into 2024, I hope that you probably get the opportunity to experience a destination wedding like we all did. And if you do, our advice to you is be close to the community that you are traveling with. Do not be distant, because I think a closeness would allow you to grow new friendships, new bonds that you probably would have never had before. If you are one of the persons who are planning a destination wedding, based on what you've heard, our advice is to be intentional about the experience that you're hoping that your guests will encounter. Listen, we thank you all for listening to this episode of the Young Black Travelers Podcast. And listen, as we leave this episode and we go on into our lives, hopefully you guys are full and rich and, you had a great experience listening to this. But we want to remind you that, though COVID is done, we want to let you know that in order for us to keep our world open, we want you to keep great sanitary practices and and ensure that you're washing your hands. All of these things while you're traveling. So listen, another virus doesn't come about as COVID did and rage war on our world as it did. But we also want to let you know to follow Young Black Travelers on all social media platforms. Follow us on Instagram at Young Black Travelers Blog. Follow us on Facebook at Young Black Travelers. Follow us on Threads. We're now on Threads. Follow us at Young Black Travelers on Threads, Young Black Travelers Blog. And on TikTok at Young Black Travelers. Listen, also our website, youngblacktravelers.com. Please stay tuned, read our blogs. And you're going to see a lot more information from these episodes on our website, youngblacktravelers.com. To just, maybe you want to travel to Nigeria, so just follow us on our website and go to our website. You'll get a lot more from there. Listen, thank you all for joining this conversation. Binky, Meji, Mado, Osasu, Joel.
Thank you for having us. Hopefully
we get another trip and then we do another wrap up.
Dirty
December. Listen, hopefully we see you guys on one of our next trip. And until next time, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, boy.